In just under 1 hour from now, Pope Benedict XVI departs from Rome for Prague, where he begins his three-day visit to the Czech Republic, his 13th apostolic voyage abroad. Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni reports to us from Prague, where she is awaiting the Pope.
When Pope Benedict XVI touches down at Prague International Airport on Saturday morning, he'll find the usual lineup of dignitaries to welcome him. The welcome ceremony and the exchange of greetings between the Pope and the Czech president will look much the same as the 12 official welcomes he has received at the start of all his apostolic visits to date. But the challenge he faces during this three-day visit to the Czech Republic is a new one. Yes, Christianity seems close at hand here, but I have recently learnt that in this day and time, that's not really true. If you take a walk in central Prague, as I did, you will see statues of saints perching on the roofs and standing in the niches in the walls. Religious art and architecture are everywhere you turn. The beautiful city possesses so many churches, it has been called the City of 100 Spires. But I have discovered that those churches frequently sit empty. Although a Catholic country by tradition, the Czech Republic is sometimes called the most atheistic nation in Europe. According to a recent survey, 48% of all Czechs say they definitely do not believe in God. Another 29% professes its agnosticism. And of the 30% of the population that is Catholic, only 5% practice their faith and attend Mass. This means that in the majority of the population, Pope Benedict's visit will hopefully evoke curiosity and interest, but certainly not the enthusiasm and the fervent anticipation that he's used to when he travels. In my conversations with Czech experts leading up to this trip, I have learned that anti-Catholicism runs deep here, rooted in 600 years of Czech history, in which the Catholic Church came to be identified with foreign domination. The turning point that came in 1989 with the collapse of communism meant restoration of religious freedom in Czechoslovakia, which had suffered greater persecution than any other Eastern Bloc country, with the exception of Albania. Religious orders, repressed for decades, are active again. Barriers to educational and career advancement that Christians faced have fallen. The Catholic Church has regained much of its property, though not all. But Czech society remains suspicious, even antagonistic to organized religion. However, preparations for this journey on the part of the Czech Bishops' Conference and of the President of the Republic's office bear the promise of an interesting trip that includes moments of pastoral depth and vitality, as well as encounters with intellectuals and politicians. The themes most likely to characterize this Czech visit are those connected to Europe's Christian roots and to the ills of materialism, secularization, and rampant consumerism. And as so often my interviewees have said to me in the past few weeks, the Pope comes to the Czech Republic not only to be with Catholics, but to be with and to speak to the entire population, to breathe a spark of new energy and vigor into the faith and spirituality of a people which, like the entire continent, needs to refine faith and hope. Awaiting Pope Benedict in Prague, I'm Linda Bordoni.